We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Welcome back to another Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com. Really appreciate all of you joining us. Today, we're going to be talking about New York State, the CAURD license program, and everything that's going along with that. So a lot of news coming out of the space in New York State when it comes to New York State. Now they have launched a new $5 million grant program for cannabis social equity retailers. Card licensees are being granted once again in the program. They're starting to get more of those in the space. But we know that in the years of covering the space here on Blunt Business, but we've had a lot of stories from people that have been in the social equity space and knowing how much they've been having to go through when it comes to getting the license and then be able to go ahead and make it from all the inspection process, having the resources and the wherewithal and the funding available to make it all the way to the grand opening. It's been such an interesting story to go and talk about, and we continue to follow along with it today with our guests. So I'm here going to be joined shortly by Barbara Vaughn and Stefan Sanzi. They're both with Cannabicity. And we're going to talk more about Cannabicity and their role here in New York State very shortly. But first of all, we're going to go ahead and talk about the fact that Blunt Business is powered by this Buzz CRM. I'm not even going to read it. I've done a couple of episodes of Blunt Business today. So I'm kind of like, you know, surly right now. I don't feel like reading the stupid script. Okay. TheBuzzCRM.com. TheBuzzCRM.com. 500 tools. Okay. You have an existing CRM. This will integrate into it. If you want to know more, we will be doing webinars where you can get under the hood. You can learn more about the Buzz CRM and what it can do for you. Intuitive workflows, work through communicating with all your customers, call, text, email, everything, all under one roof, without the excessive passwords and logins, without the excessive platforms you have to go subscribe to. One subscription, one platform. And the new 2025 redesign makes it so much easier. I get to use it all the time. So should you. TheBuzzCRM.com, TheBuzzCRM.com. Go find out today. So let me go introduce our guests. First of all, I have with me Barbara Vaughn. She's the visionary founder and CEO of Cannabicity, which is a pioneering recreational cannabis dispensary in Schenectady, New York's Mohawk Harbor. Driven by her personal experience using THC to manage a rare neurological disorder, she established Cannabicity to create an upscale, welcoming, and responsible environment for cannabis consumers. And we're going to talk shortly about the Powered by Cannabicity initiative, aiming to support card licensees in navigating the complexities of New York's cannabis market. And also joined here with on the program is the co-founder of Cannabicity, Stefan Sanzi, who plays a crucial role in strategic development and operational execution of the dispensary and related initiatives. And Stefan works closely with Barbara to realize their shared vision of a consumer-focused and socially conscious cannabis enterprise, because for Cannabicity's growth and ensuring the success of the innovative programs, including the management and advisory service, which is powered by Cannabicity. Barbara and Stefan, thank you for being on with us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
It's important because we've talked about in the program the need for resources for social equity licenses to make it all the way up to the opening. And that was one of the things we heard about so much, because there are so many different listen, we've heard about predatory lenders, Chicago Atlantic, 15% interest. If you're going to go and take one of the loans from that bank, we talked about that because NPR had pointed that out on their, you know, in their reporting. We know that there have been issues where in other social equity climates where, you know, to be able to get the licensing, to be able to hold on to, because they're, if they're not able to go and hold on to the licensing, a social equity licensee that gets it, however they get it, if they can't hold on to it, and again, they're getting charged a hefty fee to even get the license, if they can't make it up to opening, they sell it off, who gets it? An MSO. So who's benefiting from all this? We want to make sure the social equity licensees, if it's somebody that is just happened to be a person of color that is granted, because even though they might have a great portfolio, they have great business acumen, they have the funding, more than enough funding to go ahead and deal with the business. Meanwhile, legacy operators are held out in the shadows. Things like that we've all been talking about here on this program extensively. But what you're doing here is providing this program powered by Cannabicity. So let's go ahead and talk about this real quickly. The $5 million grant program right now for cannabis social equity retailers, MJ Biz Daily and Stupid Dope have reported it. Tell me about how Powered by Cannabicity is going to assist card licensees, conditional adult use retail dispensary licensees, in accessing and effectively utilizing these grant funds. And tell me if you can break down some of the specific services you can offer to help navigate the application process and comply with grant requirements.
Yeah, that's a great question. So with the background where we started Cannabicity back in 2019, before it was even adopted into the bill, we've established great consultants and a great legal team to guide us through all the compliance, regulations, application process. So with this new $5 million state program that is out there now, it should be a dialed-in process that we should probably easily be able to maneuver for any cardholders.
Now, I know that last year, Governor Hochul, Kathy Hochul, talked about that the control board, they had to do basically a complete overhaul. There were just so many things that were going wrong, and the licensing process has been delayed for a while. I forget how long it's been. I think I want to say it was like about a year ago to the day that we saw this stop. So there's only been so many social equity licensees that have opened completely and made it all the way through front. And we've got to talk to quite a few of them so far. But again, it's the process is tedious. It's long. For some people, it's like 18 months to 2 years, to almost three. It's a lot of time and a lot of effort to try to get this across. Now, how will Cannabicity select the licensees to partner with, particularly in light of the new grant funding opportunity, now that everything's kind of hopefully restructured and the process, the application process might be a little bit easier? Really quickly, what have you seen in terms of the change from the Cannabis Control, from the Cannabis Control Board, the OCM, Office of Cannabis Management, that's what it is, what they've done to make changes to make this process easier and how you've communicated with them? Tell me about that.
So in regards to our license, we did realize through the 12-month, 14-month process that it took us that the OCM and the board we're looking to streamline the application process, create better communication, give direct point of contacts with the OCM. So that's been great. We have our contacts now with the OCM. If we have any questions regarding our license, our compliance, or any other changes that we have to make while being a license holder right now. What was the question again?
The OCM and the changes they made to the process now, if it's gotten a bit easier since you went through the licensing process.
Yeah, they're streamlining their processes. They were slow rolling it out, but I don't think they were staffed enough with it, which they hired more staff to add to get through these applications as quick as possible and without flooding the market with stores all at the same time.
The other thing, too, is that by having the access or eligibility for the grant funds, what does that play a part in the selection process on who gets to be able to help? The thing is, there are people that already get the licenses after. So once they get in, that's when the Powered by Cannabicity program kicks in. So who gets to be in part of those resources and services?
So to date, we probably have had engaging conversations with about 7 or 8 license holders. One that we're actually signed up and helping them with their first store location in Albany, New York. But it's almost like any type of partnership or business relationship. You really lay everything out on the table, set goals, expectations, and sometimes it aligns and sometimes it doesn't. And it's like any other, you know, business relationship at its early stages.
Now, with this program, in conjunction with the grant program, what can you tell me about how the initiatives will collectively contribute to those that have been, I've always been saying, you know, improperly, you know, disenfranchised, or as I have here on this, in my question here, justice impacted individuals. What a great term right there. And that can include justice impact in terms of legacy operators, those that have been improperly incarcerated for whatever reason. Like, that's the part of the how this will be possible. Has there been a lot more of an increase in interest? And from the licensees, are you seeing a lot more from the realm of justice impacted individuals that are communicating with your team for your resources?
This is a really infancy stage of the program that we've created and developed. It was kind of based off of Powered by Cannabis D because of our long time waiting for our license. And we had a dispensary fully built out, paying rent, paying all our expenses, and thinking, there's so many card licenses out there. How can we partner with one? We have the space and the resources. They have the license. And can we plug them in and then move on to another store with our license if we're ever granted? That's how this whole division was created. My background is real estate management. It's the same concept where I manage my management office, manages the assets that we have for ourselves or for public management. So it's kind of the same format here where we have all our resources and able to streamline and economies to scale, sort of say, for other license holders.
Now, being that your dispensary is in Schenectady, New York, and that for some people, I know it's kind of hard. I have a lot of New York transplants, so learning states or cities in New York, you know, it's you kind of just get used to like figuring how the names are said. So, but that's also in upstate. But what about for those licensees? Are you seeing a lot more that are still being more directed towards New York City proper, more into the 5 boroughs? And is there any kind of an issue in terms of helping out in respect to those, or having to go to New York City to help out with those individuals?
Yes, we had somebody that we were speaking with down in Brooklyn. We were very close to working with them. Something happened with their lease space with the partner that they had for leasing the space. But yeah, we're focused anywhere in New York State, obviously. And now that the card licenses were always pigeonholed to one area, now, for instance, our partnered license for Albany, those guys are from Long Island. So that we were able to secure a location up here, and they were fine with moving their license up to an area that is more acceptable to cannabis. Long Island apparently is very hard to find a location right now. There's a lot of license holders in Long Island that cannot even secure a store at this point. So we spoke with them, looked at specific areas that were within their parameters where they wanted to be, and Albany was one of them. So we were able to secure a license for them and start our build out.
We're going to go to commercial break, and Barbara, I want to also bring you into the conversation next to get about your own personal passion and the fact of what brought you into this whole, because you were the first person to really initiate all this to make this possible. We're going to talk once again now with Barbara Vaughn, founder and CEO of Cannabisity, and Stefan Sanzi, who is the co-founder of Cannabisity here on Blunt Business. We're talking more about the social equity aspects here of the Powered by Cannabisity program for card licensees. We'll be back with more questions after this.
Yeah. In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Welcome back. I'm here on Blunt Business with Barbara Vaughn and Stefan Sanzi of Cannabicity. By the way, website, I want to make sure to have you all take a look at that while we're going through this. Cannabicity.net, CannabicityNet. And you can also find my Instagram at CannabicityNY. And also you can find them on Facebook and other places. But back to the conversation. Now, as we talked about already, with the latest development from the conditional adult use retail dispensary licensees, again, this $5 million grant program that, just to break it down, it is now that the grant program is now open for applications. The initiative provides up to $30,000 in reimbursement based funding to help offset essential startup costs, ensuring the licensed operators have the support needed to establish and maintain successful businesses. That's only so much. Then there's also access to funding for key expenses, including rent, security systems, and inventory tracking. And the grant program represents a significant step in the state's commitment to fostering a thriving and equitable cannabis market. And eligible licensees who have already incurred costs receiving their final license notice from the Office of Cannabis Management can now apply for reimbursement. So, but that's only the tip of the iceberg. There's still more, and that's where Powered by Cannabicity is happening with that. But first, we got to talk about how this all came about. The founding of Cannabicity itself. Barbara, your personal experience using THC to navigate a neurological disorder. And I want to just get what was that you went through and what made you discover THC would be the best form of at least a normality or treatment to help you work through that. And this personal connection that helped you to support all the way up to this kind of program with Powered by Cannabicity.
Well, when I turned 60, my whole life changed, having a rare neurological disorder, which has greatly affected my legs and my whole body and my energy level and many other things. And I ran my own business for 38 years, wow, having a retail lighting store, which I was not able to keep going without me at the helm because I wasn't well enough to handle it. So I spent about a couple of years with three episodes of, it's called transverse myelitis, and having various degrees in each episode being more intense that at one time I wasn't even able to walk, but in a lot of pain, a kind of a, it's a numbness, but it's a numbness that's actually painful. So I was on a lot of different medication and not being able to function well on any kind of heavy pain medication. I do take a medication for nerve pain that's a controlled substance, but I don't take a lot of the other things I've taken, you know, I was previously taken. And, you know, with cannabis being a new business, my always being in business, not really wanting to be totally retired, friends of my son and my son that had interest in this too, we kind of all got together to start lobbying it for it to be legal in New York State. And, you know, basically that's how it got started. And I wanted to create an atmosphere which people could basically, like I had for my lighting store, where, you know, I was an experienced lighting designer. people that worked for me were well trained. We had like the best service, had fabulous product, a nice environment, comfortable, always repeat customers. I wanted to do the same thing for cannabis. And that's really how we created the store, with the same type of atmosphere. You come in, you're greeted right away. You shop at your own pace. You need information. You have information. Orders get placed right on the floor. Then it's an easy pickup. But we don't rush anybody. We want everybody to just take it at their own like pace.
Yeah, and to make point, when you say your son, Stefan is your son, both related. Want to make sure to make that distinction. And I mean, it was wonderful that you were able to go and find your way here. But I'll tell you, it's amazing how this is really just burgeoning and how it's grown to this point. And talk to me about how you use your personal connection to inform the licensees. I'm sure that some of them, they have their own personal challenges, whether it's, you know, and they were justice impacted, or that they were also trying to find their way to start the business because they had their own anomalies that were trying to go ahead and find a way to treat for themselves, which how many times we have entrepreneurs that say, well, I had someone in my family that we use cannabis to help them out for any particular, you know, ailment they have, pain, whatever it might be, and that caused them to go and get into business of it. So tell me about that communication you have with the folks that are licensees and where they're getting their inspiration from.
Well, the ones that we have been like contacted by, I wouldn't say anybody really has any like personal experience with illness that it's been driven them, you know, to go in that because of the same reason I had. It's just been various like different reasons. And as Stefan said,
it's more a referral. It's like if we're speaking with the farmers and they know what we have going on, and if a license holder speaks to a farmer, they're like, hey, you got to talk to Cannabicity. They have this program. It's been really word of mouth. And this is the first time publicly really bringing up what we're looking to offer and what we can offer. But it's been strictly word of mouth. Consultants know we're doing it. Friends of friends, it's strictly word of mouth at this point.
So let's get back into the Powered by Cannabicity initiative, this new grant program. I wanted to go and find out, and Stefan, you're again co-founder, you're specifically working and developing, executing the strategy and relation to the Powered by Cannabicity initiative, leveraging your expertise to help partner licensees maximize opportunity. So finding the resources necessary, aside from what the government, the OCM is going to offer, which is only so much, but it's also what's going to be done where you access to this grant program and access to other resources to help them make it through the process.
So access to resources is a good point. So through 20 plus years of real estate management, development, construction, I've met a good pool to pull from for private money. That's affordable private money. It's not gouging for interest rates. It's for investors that like to put their money to work outside the market with secured collateral, of course, which would be the license or a personal guarantee, which offers interest only loans with interest rates between 6% and 10% most, which is common for private money. But we were able to bring in from the real estate, bring those investors into the cannabis space.
All right. When it comes to community engagement, and what can you tell me about what you are doing in terms of any collaborating with any grant recipients on any community-based projects? So obviously, if they're doing social equity, they want to show that they're part, you know, they're connecting the community together and trying to go and support a particular community that, you know, for the way they're kind of representing themselves. Anything you could tell me about what you're doing in that respect?
As far as our community impact partner, With having a license, are you saying?
Correct.
Yeah. So the state OCM does have a criteria that you have to go out and find community impact partners. So that's going to a local Boys and Girls Club, or going to a YWCA, going to Folds of Honor is one that Cannabicity actually is co-sponsored, or YWCA we have as well.
Yeah.
It's going out and really networking with the local community and seeing where help can be given back by either monetary value or offering employees as an assistance to cleaning up, for instance, this place, Jack's Place, will go up and organize for fall cleanup, spring cleanup, any sort of charitable events that we can volunteer for. That's part of the program for giving back.
We also sponsor a scholarship at SUNY Schenectady.
Yep. So that type of community impact partners that you have to find.
Now, the other thing we've talked about a lot on this program is the fact that we know there's been complexities. MJ Biz Daily put in the easiest way to possible to go and explain that cardholders, the initial cardholders, again, we've been talking about adult use legalization signed into law in March 2021, but the first adult use retailer did not open until December 22. Again, more than 18 months to get the process through to get the first retailer open in New York. Because there have been numerous challenges among the adult use rollout. There was licensing issuance, processing delays, litigation, capital shortages, security and real estate, local government opt-outs, just to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like in the process now for the license holders and who you've been working with directly, has that been smoothed out a bit? Do you feel like the process has been streamlined? Do you feel like there's been a better effort with the extra staffing and what the OCM has put into place to handle this right now?
I think the OCM has definitely streamlined their processes, but you still have the challenges. You know, OCM is being more receptive, responding, issuing more licenses, but it also comes down to pinpointing municipalities and then areas within the municipalities where you could potentially have a retail location. To me, that's the biggest challenge, is finding a location that fits all the metrics of having accessible retail space within the footprint of the municipality of where they dictate where a store could be based on their zoning and building codes.
We're going to go back to commercial break. When we come back, we have final questions. And really just want to get the idea of that somebody decided to go and step up, where cannabis to here is not only working because there is a dispensary right now that's working really well and it's connected to New York, Mohawk Harbor, and the fact that they are also now providing help as a management advisory service. So we want to talk about, you know, the choice of being that option of resources for those in social equity. We also want to direct people how they can go ahead and get access and get in contact with the folks at Cannabis with Barbara and Stefan so they can get involved if they're getting their license up in order. Once again, I'm here with Barbara Vaughn and Stefan Sanzi of Cannabicity. Website is cannabicity.net, cannabicity.net. And we're back with final questions after this. Wrapping things up on Blunt Business here on CannabisRead.com. I'm here with Barbara Vaughn, founder and CEO of Cannabicity, and co-founder Stefan Sanzi, mother and son, working together in this venture, which is, as Cannabicity is both a dispensary and a management advisory service. Can you tell, it's been a long day for me? I've done this is the fourth interview that I've already done today, and wow, I'm just feeling it right now. But either which way, Stefan, I'll ask, and Barbara, for both of you, being the choice to offer the consulting and advice and contribute to the development of a thriving and sustainable car sector in New York, what made the decision to go ahead and say, well, somebody's got to do it? There might have been other dispensaries and other resources out there that have tried to do something like this, but it has been hard to get all the resources necessary for a social equity license holder and this card program to find the right people to help out. So take me through the idea of why you thought, well, we could do it and we'll let card licensees get to the process powered by Cannabicity.
Yeah, so there's hundreds of license holders out there that are just sitting on the golden ticket, let's say, but again, do not have the means or the resources or sometimes the knowledge how to navigate through all the hurdles of opening a store. It's not just receiving those license. It's actually following through with all the crucial information and items that the OCM will need to actually finalize and give the license. And it's finding a location that is able to allow cannabis. And it's finding the funding that is allowed. And then the construction build out of it. And then the staffing of the store and procurement. And it could be a lot for one person that's given this great opportunity. And there's hundreds of them out there that have this. Originally, I went to a handful of the OCM meetings for CARD, one in Schenectady, actually, where they were literally mentioning that they had a $200 million fund and every CARD license will get a minimum of $1 million to build out their store and do that. And that just went away. So we have all these license holders that received their license and met the criteria of CARD, and they're just kind of sitting on the license without any services. So being able to, from 2019, learn what we've learned, my mother and I, over the course of 6 years, we have a lot of information and a great team that we can assist with anybody that stand up their store. It's our give back.
Yeah.
Amazing. And like I said, it's great that this resource is available, because that's the one thing what caught my attention when I saw this come in was the fact you were offering the resource. So any chance to amplify that message and get people out there to work with you, let's go ahead and direct people right now to the website. Again, it's cannabicity.net. And where people should go ahead and connect with you and your team about this. And then more importantly, what they should go ahead and know so they can also participate in the Powered by Cannabicity program, where they can find information about that.
We're having our web developer build out a subpage of our website. We'll be launched in sometime, a couple weeks, a month. But in the meantime, just a simple email at info@cannabicity.net. Give your full name, little background, and either myself or my mother will reach out.
And if you're looking to go and if you are in the area of Schenectady, New York, and you're near Mohawk Harbor, you can find Cannabicity at 220 Harborside Drive in Schenectady. Make sure you go look for them. Well, but again, the website is cannabicity.net. You can find everything you need. Of course, you also, at your dispensary, offering edibles, infused beverages, concentrates, flower, and more. And really, Barbara and Stefan, thank you for being on with us. Really appreciate you telling us about what you're doing with Powered by Cannabis. This is a great program that you have in place. And, you know, not New York State, New York City, finding a Schenectady of all places. And hopefully there's a lot of people that will go ahead and work with you on this, and that, you know, you really help. I mean, you're doing great good helping all these social equity license holders get through this program in a much easier way. That's a great thing. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you for your time. Thanks for inviting us on the show.
Absolutely. We'll keep the door open. We'll let the go and find an update on how things are going with this down the line. And listeners, thank you for listening here for another Blunt Business. We'll talk to you next time.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Are you looking for legit ways to make extra money? Our friends at The Side Hustle Show have put together this cool free 60-second quiz to help you do just that. All you got to do is go to hustle.show. You can do it right from your phone. Answer a few short multiple choice questions, and it'll recommend a few episodes of the hit Side Hustle Show podcast to start with. You can add your personalized Side Hustle Show playlist to your device, learn what works, and start making more money today. Again, that's at hustle.show, or follow the award-winning Side Hustle Show in your favorite podcast app.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.